Update, brought to you by Red Oak Credit Union. With two convenient locations, Veterans Memorial Parkway across from University Mall and our Northport location on McFarland Boulevard across from Dixie Automotive. Now, here's Town Square Media Tuscaloosa's news director, Don Hartley.
Good evening, I'm Don Hartley with 2021 Tuscaloosa municipal election coverage brought to you by Red Oak Credit Union, a full-service credit union. Polls remain open till 7 o'clock tonight in seven locations across Tuscaloosa as voters elect a mayor, city council, and board of education. So if you've not cast your ballot yet, you still have time on the way home to stop by the polling place in your district. In District 1, it's the TDOT building on 28th Avenue. In District 2, the McDonald Hughes Center. In District 3, it's the Church of the Highlands. In District 4, Calvary Baptist Annex. District 5, it's at Alberta Baptist. District 6, at the Belk Activity Center. And East McFarland Baptist is hosting District 7 balloting. Political science professor Gibbs Knotts believes Thomas Jefferson was correct when he stated, local elections are the most important because they have a direct impact on you and your family.
From your property taxes to how the criminal justice system operates all kind of local issues that really affect our day-to-day.
Stay tuned. When the polls close at 7, we'll have the complete returns right here and on TuscaloosaThread.com. I'm Don Hartley with continuing Tuscaloosa municipal election coverage brought to you by Red Oak Credit Union on Town Square Media Tuscaloosa.
Red Oak Credit Union is proud to sponsor Tuscaloosa City election coverage. At Red Oak Credit Union, we are locally owned and operated. Our credit officers are here to help you with your borrowing needs. Come see us at Red Oak Credit Union to learn about how we can save you big money on your loans with our loan recapture program. At Red Oak Credit Union, we have two convenient locations to serve your needs. Veterans Memorial Parkway across from University Mall and our Northport location, McFarland Boulevard across from Dixie Automotive. Don't wait for an out-of-town local officer to approve your loan. Let Red Oak Credit Union handle all of your needs from car loans to home mortgages and business banking needs. If you mention hearing this message, you can become a free member at Red Oak Credit Union. To learn more about your local credit union, check us out at redoakcu.com. That's redoakcu.com. Red Oak Credit Union is dedicated local people serving customers in Tuscaloosa and Northport. Remember to mention this message and become a free member today. That's Red Oak Credit Union, located in Tuscaloosa and Northport, ready to serve you.
17 national championships, 27 SEC titles, 131 first-team All-Americans, 70 postseason appearances, 39 postseason victories. This is Alabama football. And this is Alabama Tradition with Martin Houston and Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Take predictions here for probably the opening 12 minutes, and that's it, because it's not going to be decided to a little bit later. But as we roll on, Alabama's up on Auburn 5-2. We're monitoring that. No Martin Houston tonight. He's running for mayor of the city of Tuscaloosa, and you still got about 56 minutes if you want to go out and cast your vote. A lot of important elections side of things. And when you talk about the city council and many different things there, if you want to go out and vote, you still got the opportunity to do that.
I got breaking news right here.
Okay.
Are you ready for this? I don't think you're ready.
Okay.
Nick Saban has elected.
Now, I hope we elect to kick ass.
That's right.
So maybe he
Saban's vote is in.
So I guess he elects to okay. I mean, hopefully we're going to kick some butt here in a couple of minutes. So the Auburn Tigers. So we're taking predictions. It's going to quick, Dave. Chris Landry's not with me. He'll be back with me next week. And, I kind of want Martin to be back because I'm selfish. But, I guess there's always.
I miss him.
I mean, but there's a chance that, I don't know. Does mayors do talk radio shows? I mean, I'm just kind of curious. Okay. All right. Quick, Dave. Go. And you're in the game.
Hey, Brian. I mean, Ryan, how's everything going?
Oh, I have no complaints, man. Life is good. It's beautiful. Whether it's regardless of outside. I mean, I enjoy life, man.
Well, you know, I tell you what, you always have a good show, and you having one today, and they keep on saying, what was your greatest interview? And I'm saying, you have had a lot of good interviews. And people forget that, you know, Walker Lewis last week, that was
That was a great one. Golly.
And, you know, do you remember when you done Howard Snellenberger?
Sure. I remember when Howard cussed on the air and said blank, 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 blank. And I went, oh, yeah, it wasn't just blank, blank. It was big blanks.
Oh, yeah.
That's not cussing on the air.
No. I'm not talking about blanks. It was bigger blanks. It was.
Oh, yeah. Now, do you remember when he was telling you in the interview that they had put chairs on the field and they'd call out a question, you know, like, oh, what would you do in a situation like that? Now, you do remember that, don't you?
I don't know if I remember that, but I remember having Harry Gilmer and Vaughn Mancha on the show. I'm just going back of lifetime interviews. I kid you not, I had Vaughn Mancha and Harry Gilmer. Two guys.
Oh, man, if you had Harry Gilmer, I didn't catch that. Now, you had Joe Theismann,
We've had Name at the Bunch.
You probably had 50 good interviews if you take a pen and paper and just go back and just write them down. And I'm saying, man, you need to write the book soon.
Wow. I mean, that may be a good idea. Archives from Fowler. Fowler Archives.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
I believe it'd be a good seller, at least around here.
I mean, would you buy it if I wrote a book?
Well, look, I didn't say. No, it ain't crazy, Joe. Who's the guy who wrote a book and his name's Joe? It calls in a lot.
Super Joe.
Super Joe. I knew it wasn't crazy.
Auburn fans just text me and said, put a couple of coloring pages in for us. I said, okay. Yeah, I got that covered. I'll put a couple of coloring pages.
War Eagle. Man.
And do you think they can read?
James, quit that, man. So, quit that. Get out of here, James. Let Stephanie run the show. James, go take a lap around the building. He keeps playing that War Eagle stuff. No! All right. Sorry, Quick Dave. I'm trying to get James into control over here. Sorry.
Speaking of Stephanie now, you got some competition there between 6 and 9. You got James, Brian, Joe, and Stephanie, and the other lady. Listen to them if you hadn't, because they do a pretty good show themselves.
They do. Yep. All right. So talk to me.
Well, I tell you what. Alabama, Auburn, the Iron Bowl. I'm going to go 86, Bama.
Okay.
Auburn, 81. And I'm going to go 31% three-point land.
You said 31, Dave?
Yeah, 31.
All right. 86, 81. Thank you, Quick Dave. Appreciate you, man. Right back to you. Let's go to Theo, and then we'll go to Paul and Lincoln. Theo, you're in the game. Theo.
Hello.
How are you, man?
Okay. Theo.
Yeah, good to talk to you, man.
Yeah. Okay. Did you say that the same referees were referees or not?
They are.
Oh, wow. That might be a low-scoring game.
Well, maybe they could pay us back for all the miscalls. not miscalls, but too many calls at Arkansas.
Yeah. It was really bad.
Hey Theo, are you the guy that on Twitter that I talked to?
No.
Okay. Cause
I'm the guy from Northport.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I got the boy in Eagles wing.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Okay.
It's Theo. Yeah. Theo.
I got you, Theo. Got it.
All right.
Well, talk to me, man. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to see us. You know, get past the if we're number two or number one as a seed, I'd like to see us get past the first game, but I don't know if we can by the way we've been playing.
I got you.
What do you think?
Well, it's I'm not trying to be selfish, man. I just want to see us part of the conversation. It's good to be a part of the conversation. We've made that.
Sure.
We're part of the conversation. But while we're there, why don't we do some, you know, hanging around a little bit? You know what I mean? I mean, let's go do some special things.
Well, they're learning to play defense, and they're having to. But, you know, it seems like our threes are not hitting that much. So it's going to be a tough.
Well, I mean, but tonight's a night to get fired up. We're up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've doubled up Auburn right now. It's 8-4, 8-4.
Yeah.
So let's – and that's what you got to do. I mean, you got to get hot. I mean, we had – Jerry Palm on earlier. Jerry, said that, listen, Alabama is a team. If they get hot, they could be a Final Four team. That's his right. words. That's an expert, not me.
Yeah, well, I agree. If we shoot like we did against LSU and Arkansas, sure.
Yeah.
So, the first game. Yeah. I agree.
And we just laid it out there with a three. So we're up 11-4 right now on the Tigers.
Yep.
You got to give me a prediction. I've only got a couple of minutes here.
Yeah,
Theo.
Let me do that. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll say 95-85 Alabama.
95-85 and three-point percentage?
33.
Got it. Theo, thank you, man.
Talk to you later.
Hey, absolutely. And, you know, for those out there that support Eagle Wings, it's a great charity. And they do a lot of great work with our special needs community here, Eagle Wings. So appreciate him bringing it up. And they do some great stuff. Paul and Lincoln, you're next up, and you may even be our final guy here. We may try to squeeze in one more because we've got to replay our Dabo interview. Paul, I hope all is well.
Going good, Ryan. How about yourself, man?
Life is good, man. Life is good.
Yes, it is. Good. Hey, very good interview with Bill Kerr yesterday, by the way.
And see, that's one that I heard heard Bill Curry, you know, in previous conversations, he's been a little bit tricky. But yesterday, he kind of opened up and he had a lot of regret. I'm not sure if you heard him talking, you know. I guess you do spend a lot of time reflecting. And I do wonder sometimes if things would have been different here in Tuscaloosa, if he would have had more success. Because it wasn't trouble winning games. It was beating Auburn.
Yeah, I was going to say, he just couldn't beat Auburn. He beat Penn State three times. He beat Tennessee three times. He lost some games that were surprising, like Memphis State in Memphis. But he just could not beat Auburn. That 89 team he had was really an explosive team. And Homer Smith is the offensive coordinator and Gary Hollingsworth at the quarterback position. That offense was, for that time, was elite. But he just couldn't beat Auburn, man. And that in the end, that was his downfall, pretty much. But Ryan, that could have been Bobby Bowden's job. You know,
wow. Now you're bringing some history.
Well, you know, Bobby Bowden thought he was playing in the All-American Bowl in Birmingham, and he didn't even travel back to Tallahassee with the team. He went right from the bowl game afterwards and went to Tuscaloosa. He thought that he was going to be offered the job, and lo and behold, he walks in, and there's several people in the room, and they're wanting to interview him.
And he wouldn't interview.
He wouldn't interview. He thought, and listen, he had reached a level where, in a level of success that he didn't need to interview.
Right.
I mean, he said before Alabama would have been his dream job. Could you imagine Bobby Bowden or Nick Saban following Bobby Bowden or Gene Stallings? Could you imagine the level of success?
Glory, Alabama? Hallelujah. I mean, I'm just sitting here thinking, wow.
I mean, it would have been it didn't happen, and it didn't happen for a reason, but it would have been unbelievable what Bobby Bowden could have done at Alabama, starting with the 1987 season. You know, it just – there's no telling what he could have done at Alabama. But, hey, it didn't happen. But, listen, I'll go ahead and give you my score. Maybe you can get somebody else on.
Well, and I might be able to squeeze in one more, and then we're going to get Dabo's interview in here and just kind of replay it and reminisce about some of the topics of conversation. I mean, when he stopped and said that he compared this previous team, Alabama's national championship team, to that 92 team, that's what caught me, my attention. And I said the closeness of that team and the personality and the way that those team chemistry, because I'm telling you, 92 team, I didn't cover that team, but judging as an outsider, I don't know if you can get much closer than that team.
Yeah, they were a close knit group, that's for sure. And it was a legendary team. Maybe not offensively, but certainly they were defensively, that's for sure.
Alabama's up on Auburn 15-8.
We're gonna go. I'm gonna let it rip tonight. We're gonna go Bama. I'm gonna go Bama 94, Auburn 81.
Okay.
And let's go. I'm gonna go 34%.
34%. Paul, thank you as always for being a part of our show, and I appreciate your calls.
Enjoy it, Ryan. Roll Tide.
Thank you, Paul and Lincoln. We're going to end with Julene. Julene, good afternoon. You're in the game.
And a huge, 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 huge Roll Tide to you, my brother.
And a huge, 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 huge Roll Tide to you, my sister.
I did my civic duty today. I am so proud of myself in the awful, awful weather and everything else. I did my civic duty.
Well, good. Woo! Good. Good deal. Well, listen.
Yes. Woo! And I voted for none other than the Pastor Martin Houston. Woo!
And I know he appreciates that. I know he appreciates that. Thank you, Julene.
Hey, there was no question about it. When I found out he was running, I knew who the man was. I'm not a member of his church. I do not, go there, but I do on Facebook. I do his live Sunday service every Sunday. Yep. And this man has absolutely brought me out of the dark into the light. And he would be the best thing for Tuscaloosa at this point.
Well, you know, I'm a believer of the gospel by no means. I'm not embarrassed. But let me say this, Julene. There's no way I could do a pastor's work. That there's just no way that I could do what those guys are able to do. It takes a special person to step by somebody at a funeral or in a hospital bed and lift people up. And if you can do that, you can serve in a lot of different ways. I don't have that type of emotional stamina. I'd collapse, man. I have respect for our ministers and what these guys do, because they do a lot of areas. So when you bring it up, that's the first thing that comes to my mind.
Yes, sir. And he has, I don't know, it's just his presence, just something about him. And I don't get to talk to Martin or see Martin, but just his sermons on Sunday just really touched my heart and has been such a support for me for the last going on 9 months now with my situation. But I voted for him, and I just know that God's in control, and I hope that he will be our next mayor. And he's a wonderful man. And I also want to wish Coach Stallings a happy, 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 happy birthday. Happy 86th birthday today. And he's another wonderful man.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Happy birthday, Coach Stallings. Hey, Julian, I got to get to Dabo. I'm going to replay the interview. Can you give me a score of Alabama and Auburn?
I'm going to be a buzzard, yes, today. And I'm going to say 85 Alabama, 74 Auburn.
Okay.
And I'm going to go 34%. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine. 85, 74. 34%, Julian. I wasn't trying to rush. I'm just trying to get to Dabo.
Yes,
here.
Sir. And one more thing. Tell them to take them birds and stick them where
they're. Yeah, stick them birds. Come on. Come on, Ludeman. Come on.
I saw Dr. David Williams today, and he is awesome. Okay. And he loves you and Martin dearly. So.
Well, thank
you.
Thank you,
Julie.
Hey, roll tide to you, Julene. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye.
Right back to you. Blessings back to you. We're going to go to the Dabo interview. We're going to replay that coming up here in just a couple of seconds. If you missed it, it's Tide109.com, but you're going to be able to hear it. If you didn't hear it, it'll be a refreshing conversation. And then, James Ludeman, you got title talk tonight?
Yes, sir.
It's 7 o'clock?
7 to 10.
Lord have mercy, 3 hours?
Oh, yeah, we do 3 hours every Tuesday and Thursday.
All right, so it's 3 hours. What you got on tap?
So tonight's show is actually kind of it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun tonight, because we thought we were
off.
You know, canceled, so we didn't prepare as much. But I think, honestly, Ryan, those are the best shows.
When you go, just ad-lib?
Yeah, just ad-lib. But Thursday's our big show, if I can promote that. Landon Dickerson at 6.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, okay. I got him, yeah. Okay. Okay. And then Amanda Scarborough from ESPN talking softball with us as well.
I don't know a lot about Amanda.
Amanda's great.
Landon fired up. 6 o'clock on Thursday, you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so it's Thursday at 6. Remind me, and I'll promote that. I just, in my mind, get a lot of things rolling through. Go out and vote. You still got about 30 minutes. Actually, got about 40 minutes. If you want to go out and vote, do go out and consider that. We will continue. We'd love to get you a part of the program, and they'll be coming up, Title Talk, 7 o'clock. We're going to replay this Dabo conversation here. Reminding you that we call this program the game of the only one that you win. The big game, the game of life, is to walk daily with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Title Talk at 7, Dabo. We're going to replay the interview next here on Tide 100.9.
This is a Tuscaloosa Thread election update brought to you by Red Oak Credit Union. With 2 convenient locations, Veterans Memorial Parkway across from University Mall and our Northport location on McFarland Boulevard across from Dixie Automotive. Now, here's Town Square Media Tuscaloosa's news director, Don Hartley.
Good evening, I'm Don Hartley with 2021 Tuscaloosa municipal election coverage brought to you by Red Oak Credit Union, a full-service credit union. Polls remain open till 7 o'clock tonight in 7 locations across Tuscaloosa as voters elect a mayor, city council, and board of education. So if you've not cast your ballot yet, you still have time on the way home to stop by the polling place in your district. In District 1, it's the TDOT building on 28th Avenue. In District 2, the McDonald Hughes Center. In District 3, it's the Church of the Highlands. In District 4, Calvary Baptist Annex. District 5, it's out Alberta Baptist. District 6, at the Belk Activity Center. And East McFarland Baptist is hosting District 7 balloting. Political science professor Gibbs Knotts believes Thomas Jefferson was correct when he stated, local elections are the most important because they have a direct impact on you and your family.
From your property taxes to how the criminal justice system operates to all kind of local issues that really affect our day-to-day.
Stay tuned. When the polls close at 7, we'll have the complete returns right here and on TuscaloosaThread.com. I'm Don Hartley with continuing Tuscaloosa municipal election coverage brought to you by Red Oak Credit Union on Town Square Media Tuscaloosa.
Red Oak Credit Union is proud to sponsor Tuscaloosa City election coverage. At Red Oak Credit Union, we are locally owned and operated. Our credit officers are here to help you with your borrowing needs. Come see us at Red Oak Credit Union to learn about how we can save you big money on your loans with our loan recapture program. At Red Oak Credit Union, we have 2 convenient locations to serve your needs. Veterans Memorial Parkway across from University Mall and our Northport location, McFarland Boulevard across from Dixie Automotive. Don't wait for an out-of-town local officer to approve your loan. Let Red Oak Credit Union handle all of your needs from car loans to home mortgages and business banking needs. If you mention hearing this message, you can become a free member at Red Oak Credit Union. To learn more about your local credit union, check us out at redoakcu.com. That's redoakcu.com. Red Oak Credit Union is dedicated local people serving customers in Tuscaloosa and Northport. Remember to mention this message and become a free member today. That's Red Oak Credit Union, located in Tuscaloosa and Northport, ready to serve you.
It's awesome. You're having a fun. Have some fun, man.
Talking Alabama Crimson Tide football on Alabama Tradition with Martin Houston and Ryan Fowler in Tuscaloosa on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Dabo, welcome back to Tuscaloosa. I hope you're having a great day.
Yeah, man. Hope y'all doing well. Appreciate it. Hope everything's going good in T-Town.
No, it is. I mean, we're only like 74 degrees, so, you know, God loves us with this weather. Yeah, it's after that hard freeze a couple of weeks ago.
Yep. That's good.
Dabo, I want to look back at the season. I'm just kind of curious from a leadership standpoint. Go back to 1 year ago. Well, it's almost about 11 months. What did you learn about trying to manage COVID and to try to keep your team focused on the task at hand?
Oh, man. Everything I learned, I put in a box and taped it all up and boxed it up. And I hope I never have to open it again.
sure, absolutely.
Because, you know, it was just kind of uncharted territory for everyone. you know, dealing with a pandemic and things like that that none of us, you know, have dealt with in my lifetime anyway. So it was you know, an incredible challenge. But one of the things that I told our team early on is, hey, we're built for this. You know, we're one of the programs that has the type of culture and the type of leadership and the type of commitment that will end up and win the day for us. This will either be a competitive advantage or a competitive disadvantage. And, you know, it was even for us, and we do have a strong culture and we've been together a long time, but it was an incredible challenge. But at the end, just like I said earlier, you know, our culture won the day, and we had a great season. I mean, you know, a lot of people didn't think we would play, and we played 12 games, and we won 10 and won our league. And only three Power 65 teams won 10 games. Only three teams in the whole, you know, whole Power 65. 65 teams won 10 games, and that was us and Alabama and Notre Dame. So, you know, it's hard to win 10-plus any year, but to do it in a year like that with all the challenges, week in and week out, and question marks and unknowns and those type of things, I just was super proud of our team and our leadership, our staff, administration, and all of our medical people. I mean, it was just it was a challenge, but it was awesome to see everyone rise to the occasion and do what we needed to do to give ourselves the best chance to play season and week in and week out, and certainly didn't end the way we wanted it to, that's for sure. But you know, it really never does unless you win it all. But man, what a beautiful team and a great year, and something we'll never forget. You know, that's for sure. Super proud of what they were able to accomplish.
Well, and I remember playing audio clips from you back in the summer of just having an optimistic view of saying, you know, hey, we're going to get through this. And you described moments. I believe you reflected on some of the battles that this country's been through, and you said, hey, we're going to make it through this, guys. We're that's my faith. We're going to look ahead, and we're going to you know, we may have some challenges, but I remember playing your audio, and it was kind of refreshing to hear that.
Well, I mean, that's just how I approach everything, is through a foundation of faith, and you know, sometimes that doesn't make sense to people, and that's okay. But you know, that's just how I go about it. I've just always believe in the best, and I'm optimistic that way. And it's not that you don't recognize the challenges, but I just knew that, you know, we had a lot of smart people working on things, not just in this country but all over the world, but more importantly, I just had faith that God would you know, give us the opportunity to do something that we love to do, and just thankful that it all worked out that way. It was incredible year of challenge, but you know, if there's no challenge, there's no change. You know, there's no growth, and I think we've grown a lot, you know, over this past year, and certainly still a lot more ahead, but it was an unbelievable experience that, you know, I'll never forget.
Dabo, I don't want Coach Stallings to get this archived audio, but I want to ask you, you know, when you look at football currently, because the defensive side of the football, you still got to be able to play, but you look at the offensive game that we've turned into, you've got to be able to score points to win football games.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I've for a long time, you know, years, you know, when I was coming up, you know, people said, you know, defense wins championships, you know, and offense just screws it up. That was kind of, you know, the era I grew up in. You know, you move the ball and you try to score or kick it for a score, and if you don't do that, you punt it out there and see if make the other team go 80, and if you're great on defense, you know, and used to win those games, you know, 17-14, 10-7, and 13-10. And, you know, that was football for a long, long, long time. But, you know, teams win championships. You know, it's not, you know, defense doesn't win championships. Teams win championships. I mean, you can go back to our first national championship here against Alabama there in
in Tampa. I mean, what an unbelievable team they were. And hey, we go and take the lead, and we've got a chance to win the game, and they've got like a, I don't know, a third and like 18 or 20 or something. And then they make some miraculous play and get it to like fourth and one or two, and they go for it and get it, and they throw a double pass. And next thing you know, Jalen Hurts runs for 50 yards. Well, you know, our offense has to go out. Defense is on the sideline, and there's 2 minutes left in the game, and our defense is on the sideline watching that offense go down. You know, but had our defense earlier in the game, you know, when we fumbled the ball, if they hadn't held them to a field goal, we wouldn't have been in the position to win the game at the end. So point is, teams win championships. It takes all three phases in today's world to win. And it's just the way it is. But you definitely, you know, the way the styles of attack are offensively, the way the rules are, you know, points are going to be scored. And you have to be able, you know, to score points and get stops and those type of things. But, you know, it's you don't see many of those 10-7s anymore, and I don't think you will, you know, for a while. But it's fun. You know, college football sure has evolved. These players are incredible athletes on both sides of the ball, and it's fun to, you know, see the game, you know, grow and evolve. And you know, I think fans love seeing points. And if you can't score, it's going to be hard to win consistently.
We're talking to Dabo Swinney, the head coach at Clemson. Coach, I want to go back to 1992 because as an outsider, I look at that team and that fraternity that was created, that bond that you guys – I mean, I don't know if it looks that way to you guys from inside, but outside, that was probably one of the closest teams I've ever had a chance to cover. And I've been doing radio for 20 years here in Tuscaloosa. I've never seen a team that was as close as that 92 team.
Yeah, and you know we really were and still are. I mean, I promise you, if we all got together, some of those guys are up here with me at Clemson. If we all got together right now, and you put us in a room, man, it'd be like we were together last week. I mean, that was the type of bond that we had, and that's what football does, and it develops those type of relationships and brotherhood. And friendships for life. We've had, you know, some reunions along the way. I stay in touch with so many of those guys, you know, stay in touch with me. I've had a chance to coach some of their kids over the years and so forth. And a couple of them are on there. A couple of my teammates there, their kids are up here playing for me now. And, you know, just lifelong relationships. And that's what this game is all about. It really is. And it's the journey. We had an incredible journey. But one of the cool things about that team, you know, we had a great – I was a senior. We had a great senior class. But, you know, we had gone – we had a coaching change in our sophomore year. Coach Stallings came in there in 90. And everybody remembers we started out 0-3. And then the next year we went 11-1. We got smashed down there at Florida in the second game. But we go 11-1. And we really were a confident group. And we come back the next year, and, you know, not many people thought we were going to win the national championship. But, I mean, we go 13-0, and we win it all. It was the centennial year at Clemson of Alabama football, and that was so cool to be a part of that. And we not only win it all, but, you know, for Alabama to go win it now, well, I mean, that's great. Anytime you can do that, it's an incredible accomplishment. But you've got to take yourself back to 1992, all right, and the era that we were in at that time. At that time, Alabama hadn't won a national championship since 79. And, I mean, that's like, you know, Moses wandering through the desert for 40 years, okay? You know, it's not like it is now where they, you know, win it every other year or whatever. I mean, we were a team that did something that had not been done in a long time at Alabama. Since the 70s. And so, you know, it was just an incredible journey and accomplishment. And we overcame so many challenges. And then you look at, you know, playing in that first SEC championship game. And you know, I mean, everything on the line. I mean, you know, Miami's sitting at home watching, and we got to go play this thing called a championship game, a conference championship game against a great Florida team. and to find a way to win that game. I mean, it was just a team that was not going to be denied. And that comes through. And I saw that, and to be honest, I saw that in Alabama's team this year. You know, there was a – you could just tell that there was great chemistry and great leadership and just a belief in each other and a we're not going to be denied mentality. And when you can have that, it's really special. And we had that. And people have asked me many times over the years, like, what was, like, your greatest moment, you know, as a player? And you know, I mean, every time I got a chance to suit up, it was a great moment for me, you know. But it wasn't a play or anything like that. And, you know, even had a sack in the SEC championship game, sacked the punter. That's one of my claims to fame, by the way.
Wow, I did not know that.
The biggest tackle for loss of the year or whatever, you know, like how many yards, like minus 12 or whatever it was. It wasn't Curry. It wasn't Copeland. It was Sweeney. Make sure, you know, and you know.
I'll make sure I cite that. I will do that. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm embarrassed because that's my favorite.
Check that out.
Yeah, that's my favorite championship season, so I'm embarrassed that I don't know that.
Yeah. In the coldest game of my life to this day there in Birmingham. But people ask me, like, what's the favorite moment? And to me, it was just being in the locker room after we won it all and just celebrating with your brothers, your friends, those relationships and what we were able to accomplish. And we really didn't know at the time, but here we are. I don't know how many, you know, we're closing in on 30 years. I mean, and it seems like yesterday. And I'm telling you, if you got that group of guys together right now today, it would be that way. And, you know, that's special. That is special. And that's what's so awesome about this game. And that's why football is such a needed thing in our world, because it does. It unites. It brings people together. Man, I would have never had a chance to meet Lemansky Hall, who's now on my staff from Valley, Alabama. You know, I mean, this game brought us together and created a relationship that, you know, and all those guys, it brought us together. And that team, those challenges, and those coaches, and now here we are 30 years later, and we still have a strong bond. So just really thankful that the good Lord blessed me to be a part of it, and, you know, to learn how to work, you know, to learn how to believe in myself. And, you know, I wasn't a walk-on, I was a notch below that. And you know, I went from a crawl-on to a walk-on to a scholarship player to a letterman to a coach, and to have a chance to do that in the program that, you know, I dreamed of being a part of as a kid it's just something I'll never forget. But I learned how to work, learned how to win. I learned how to believe. And a lot of those things came through my relationships with my teammates and through their encouragement and, you know, things like that. And that's what makes this game special. And, you know, just, you know, again, always fun to reflect on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I got hair standing up my arm as you're sharing those memories, because an outsider, we kind of see that, but we don't ever have a lot of chance to hear that inside story. You guys have a lot of success. We follow you guys, whether it's, you know, Jay Barker on the same station or just guys that have success. Martin Houston is a local guy that is running for mayor of Tuscaloosa. I don't know if we've got any politicians out of that 92 crowd, but we may hear in a couple of days.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Well, it doesn't surprise me. You know, I mean, if we'd have taken a poll back, you know, in the 90s there, Martin would have been, you know, one of the main guys that we would all, you know, whether he wanted to do it or not, we'd have probably voted him in as mayor anyway. You know, Martin was always one of those guys a little more mature than everybody else. You know, he just always was a little further along than the rest of us. You know, he was just such a great guy, always about his business. I mean, he was an awesome teammate. And, you know, he was married early, and I remember he would bring his son. We used to have to meet with Coach Stallings on Thursday mornings. I believe it was Thursday mornings. We'd meet at 7 a.m. at Bryan Hall for breakfast with Coach Stallings. You know, and we'd always fight to see who could get the seats kind of at the far end, you know, because got up there close to him. I mean, he was going, you know, you were an easy target. But Martin would bring his son to those breakfasts. And, you know, he was just a guy that, like I said, just always so mature, always had a smile on his face, just had a great spirit to him. I mean, a great spirit. And so, you know, it wasn't a surprise, and such a man of faith, and it wasn't a surprise that he went on to become a pastor. And, you know, he was a great football player, and, you know, that's another one of my memories as well. You know, my first play ever as a player, I got in the game versus Southern Miss in 1989, my redshirt freshman year. We were killing them, so they're going to put me in my first ever play. They were in a toss to my side, and I'm out there trying to stalk block. I believe Martin Houston ran slap over me from behind. And I'd never been so excited to be run over by my own guy in my life. But I love Martin. I mean, he's just an easy guy to be around. Like I said, a great human being, a great man of faith, a great father, a great husband. And, you know, he was a mentor to everyone back in those days. You know, he just had a different level of maturity to him and a different spirit than – you know, your typical, you know, 20, 21-year-old, and not surprised at all that he's seeking and being promoted for a leadership position there, and it'd be cool to see him have that opportunity.
Coach, final thing. Coach Stallings will turn 86, Tuesday. Matter of fact, that'll be election day here in Tuscaloosa. But can you sum it up what Coach Stallings means to you? And I know we don't want to stretch too much of the interview. You've already given me more time than I've asked for. But I want to honor Coach Stallings. He'll be 86. I talked with him earlier this morning. He's as spirited as ever, but it's awesome to be able to celebrate a guy like Coach Stallings.
Well, it is. And, you know, he's, you know, pretty simple. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Gene Stallings. There's just no other way to say it. You know, there's two people, Gene Stallings and Woody McCorvey, you know, that believed in me. And I'm not here if it wasn't for someone believing in me. You know, Woody McCorvey, you know, stood on the table, believed in me as a player, gave me the opportunity to play as a sophomore, and Coach Stallings supported that. Coach Stallings gave me a scholarship, and then he, you know, let me know real quick I wasn't good enough to play at the next level and said, hey, I think you'd be a great coach. And I got a GA spot, and you start in July. I'd never thought about coaching. I was broke. I needed to get out, and I had a job lined up, and him hauled, and like, Coach, he's like, I said you start in July, and next thing you know, I'm in grad school, getting my MBA, and starting a coaching career that I didn't even know that I wanted, and if it wasn't for Coach, that doesn't happen, and his belief, and then I GA'd for 3 years, and then he hired me full time, and the funny story. It's just happened just recently, literally just recently. This is one of the greatest moments of my life happened February the 2nd, a couple weeks ago. So February 2nd, 1996, you know, I'm looking for a job. I had just finished being a GA. I graduated with my MBA, and I'm ready to go run my own room. I'm ready to have my own recruiting area. I'm ready to go. I'll go wherever, Alaska, doesn't matter. And we didn't get to go to a bowl game that year in 95. And so I had been in Birmingham cleaning gutters. I used to clean people's gutters all the time. I had been in Birmingham cleaning gutters every day, trying to make some money and trying to find a job. And, you know, then I go to the convention and trying to get a job. And next thing you know, Coach kind of shuffles his staff and there's a spot open on his staff. Well, I know I'm not getting that job, but I'm looking for a job. And next thing you know, his secretary wanted me to come see him. February 2nd, 1996. And I'll never, ever forget it. That's Groundhog Day.
Yes, I was just thinking the same thing.
It's Groundhog Day. And so I go to his office and I walk in and I sit down and, you know, I sit over there. And, of course, you know, Coach has got an intimidating presence. And he just kind of said, sit down, Dabo. And so I sat down and he proceeds to tell me that he said, hey, I need a young guy on my staff. And he said, you know, my staff's getting a little older. And he said, hey, I've watched you for 7 years. And he said, I want to hire you to coach my ends. And that's what he called receivers and tight ends in those days. And he said, I want to hire you to coach my ends. He said, now, Dabo, I'm going to pay you $38,000. That's more than you're worth. But I know you'll do a great job. I'm going to give you a car. And I mean, I'm like ready to, I'm just having one of those out of body moments. Like, this is a life changing moment. Like, are you kidding me? And I mean, I just want to jump across the desk and And I just want to scream and tell everybody, and then he hits me with, now let me tell you something. If I hear you got this job before I announce you got this job, you ain't got this job. and I'm looking, I'm like, oh my. And so he said, you can tell your bride, and that's it. So I literally, I mean, I had to like threaten my marriage on this thing, you know, for Kath to not say anything. And so I told Kath, and it snowed that day, but Groundhog Day has always been a big day. And then here we are 12 days later, Valentine's Day, he announced it. And so those have always been two big days. So fast forward just a couple weeks ago, it was just on my spirit all day. You know, I woke up that morning and my wife was, she gave me a kiss and she said, happy hiring day. You know, she's, wow. That kind of was just a, it was just a life changing moment for me, sure. You know, all those years ago. And I just was thinking about it all day, and it was about 5:30. I was driving home from work, and I said, you know what? I'm going to call Coach. So sure enough, I called Coach, and just to tell him thank you, you know, for giving me the opportunity that he gave me all those years ago. And, you know, ironically, when I called him, he was kind of distraught. And I didn't even know his granddaughter was in football, but his baby granddaughter was working as a recruiting assistant or whatever at the University of Arizona. And I didn't know that. And so we're just talking, and I didn't really get to tell him fully why I was calling, and he was telling me what was going on. And then I told him why I was calling, and I said, you know what I'm going to do, Coach? If I hang up this phone, I'm going to call Anna Kate, and I'm going to let her know she's got a job at Clemson. And I said, you know, because it just so happens we were looking for somebody, and I said, and here's what I'm going to pay her. Now, that's way more than she's worth, but I know she'll do a good job.
Oh, my heavens.
And then I said, if I hear she gets this job before I announce she's got this job, she don't get this job. And so that's a long story, but it was the greatest day. And I mean, Coach, to hear the joy, because he's never – I didn't even know he had it. And he's like, I would never ask you. And I said, you didn't ask me. I said, that's just the spirit. You know, it was on my spirit to call him. And what a cool, cool moment for me 25 years later to be able to hire his 22-year-old granddaughter to come work for me at Clemson and help her develop in her career the way he did for me 25 years ago. That's just a really – was a cool moment for me. And so I'm not here if it wasn't for Gene Stallings. And he's a good man. He's as tough as they come. And become a great friend. He's a mentor for a long time. He was my boss, but he's a great friend and a great resource and a cherished man for many, you know, especially people in the Alabama family. And what he did at Alabama was special. It really was. And I'm glad I had a chance to be a part of it.
Hey, Dabo, thank you again. And we celebrate, you know, what you've been able to accomplish. And your story is amazing. I love to listen to those stories because I think it's very inspiring. But we do celebrate you and what you've been able to accomplish and continued success there. And hopefully we cross paths down the road. Thank you again for being a part of
our show. Yeah, man. Hey, say hey to everybody in Tuscaloosa. And congrats on an awesome year. And see Martin, give him a big kick in the butt for me, and then give him a hug.
I got you.
Tell him I love him.
Cloudy and cold with periods of rain continuing this afternoon. The high today, 51. For tonight, rain ending with the low at 40. Tomorrow becoming partly to mostly sunny, the high 62. And a beautiful day on Thursday, the sky sunny, the high 69. I'm James Spann on the ABC 3340 Weather Center on Tide 100.9.